timely manner.
One of the changes next year is going to be this university is going to have a new president. You said you've talked a little bit with the administration about some of these things that you want to implement. But how much have you been talking with the administration, and what are your ideas of how you're going to approach forming sort of this brand new relationship with the new university president?
That's an excellent question. And feel free to butt in, but I first want to say that, for example, Campus Cruiser cancellation line is an example of something we've talked to the administration about. Other than that, because of our limited abilities as candidates in the research period up until today, we've been doing a lot of research and not so much meeting with officials. And also, our time has been, we feel best used meeting with the student body because those are the people we are working for or would be working for. And in such a limited amount of time, we don't have time to investigate everything we want to. If elected, though, I know for sure that the first thing we will want to do is talk with administration and see first what administration sees USG as being. I want to know what the administration sees our strengths being. And then I want to share with the administration what I see the USG strengths being. And then before we start advocating for student complaints and establishing a relationship with the next president of one that we're trying to change things and fix things, all that's great. But first, I want to make USG available as a resource to USC and say, talk to deans of different departments, talk to directors of different resources on campus, talk to different administrators and say, look, USG has this large pool of money. USG also has a large pool of volunteers. Although that alone does USG no good. So we want to know what improvements would you like to make and let us help you with that. And then after we've had that conversation, let's maybe find out how you can help us with these issues that are important to students. I'm going to say one other thing, and that is, I can't remember. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
About the bike racks, we already heard from through DPS, was it campus? Campus Affairs Committee about the issue with the bike racks and why they don't want to necessarily put more. It's because they want to encourage more students to register their bikes with DPS. So one thing we were going to do as a result of that is encourage students to register through different mediums just to actually address the issue with DPS so that ultimately you're not having bikes spilling out into the aisles. So.
And then one other area of student life is recreation, and you mentioned that you're part of the rugby team, just mm-hmm. part of rec sports. So what other issues would you deal with to help with the recreation aspect of USG?
Right. One thing that I heard from our president was that they feel USG concentrates more on student organizations that aren't necessarily athletic, as opposed to, for example, rugby is a club sport, so it's still a student organization. They feel that a lot of the advertising for events for student organizations are not about, for example, rugby games, lacrosse games, or anything like that. So they'd really like to be better represented by USG, which is what we hope to do. And
how would you do that?
So just posting posters, for example, along the fence in front of the new Tutor Center, just events that describe, you know, weekly events, which include athletic events as well as other student organizations get together.
Going back to something that Ryan brought up earlier about the communication between the student body, the undergraduate student body and USG, I think this kind of comes back to it, that students, I believe, should be aware of what USG is doing and what they have accomplished. And whether that is creating a new trend, LA Live, or creating a permanent change to student life, or a one-time or weekly event that's taking place, it'd be excellent if there was a homepage or a large display case or a space on a fence that kind of had a consistent place to find that information. After talking to presidents and leaders from the student groups, one really consistent thing that we've heard is that there's so many valuable opportunities at USC, and there's so many great organizations and so much to take advantage of, but no central place to find that out. And I don't know if we'll ever come anywhere close to getting everything at one place, but it'd be great if at least USG could take the first step to having one central location where you can learn about everything that USG is supporting.
Have you looked at the communication models of other universities? You mentioned that you've been looking and researching elsewhere. Have you seen how other universities effectively communicate with their student bodies?
You know, that particular element is not something we've done extensive research in. I am proud to say, though, that what I've noticed on the surface of the communication between the student body is that USC is pretty good. There are some schools that aren't nearly as good as USC's communication. That being said, maybe all that means is that researching and investigating how other schools do it isn't the way to solve the problem. Maybe the way to solve the problem is to come up with something completely new, which we're totally willing and excited to be doing.
I've mentioned some things. Are there other things that you want to accomplish or hope to accomplish that you'd like to mention?
I'd like to mention a few things that USG is actually currently working on, and I'm sure, or I would guess, that other candidates have brought up. But the continued work on always increasing the quality of meal plans. One main complaint I get is that the typical meal plans, such as Cardinal, have too many meals and not enough dining dollars. But then the Trojan meal plan is too many dining dollars and no meals. This is specifically a problem for students living in Floor because they don't live right next to either of the dining halls like every other student on campus, first-year student. So their meals aren't as an effective thing to have on the meal plan as maybe dining dollars. So maybe having more of a compromise between the two. I'd love for there to be a form of Trojan light meal plan, which is something that's been talked about for to my knowledge, you know, in the past couple of years, actually, but nothing's happened. And an argument, because as you probably know, Trojan is all dining dollars, and the idea is Trojan light would be fewer dining dollars, so because Trojan is marketed to athletes, people who eat three large meals a day, and Trojan light would be marketed to the average USC student. And one main argument we hear is, well, if you just want to use dining dollars, just use Descresh. Put, you know, $2,500 on Descresh. Well, the problem there is that first-year students are required to have a meal plan, so they don't have that opportunity. So I suggest either adding a new meal plan or two, or removing the requirement to have a meal plan as a first-year student.